Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We head now over to Southern California. We find Alex Stone, where hopefully, Alex, a little bit of relief for firefighters before the concern kind of kicks up again.
Yeah, Brian, finally today we get some real relief. The winds have switched to how they typically are and how they should be, coming from the ocean heading inland, and that brings more moisture and clouds. And today it's almost like the fires are fighting themselves, that it is 90% humidity in Pacific Palisades right now, 88% in Altadena. That was 6 or 7% relative humidity up until last night for the last 2 weeks. So this is a big change compared to the Santa Anas, which are dry and explosive, and they blow out of the desert toward the ocean. But by Monday, the Santa Anas are again going to return, really even Sunday night. So this is short-lived. But LAFD Fire Chief Kristen Crowley saying everybody's got to be ready because, yeah, this is a break, but it's not going to last very long.
We need to make sure that the community is thinking about how to prepare and prevent.
But during this break, they're trying to give the firefighters who have been on the front lines for 9 or 10 straight days. They are dirty. They are exhausted. They have not been home to see their own families. Some have lost their homes. Give them a couple of days, augmented by all of the firefighters who have come in from all over the world. Israeli firefighters arrived yesterday. Mexican firefighters are here. Canadian firefighters. South African firefighters. There is so much help. And domestically, from just about every state, firefighters have been rolling in. So there is a lot of help to augment those firefighters, those who are local and have been battling this since day one. Give them the weekend off, and then they get back to it next week.
Yeah, it's been just a tremendous effort. SoCal Strong, tell us about this effort to really help the area get back on its feet.
Yeah, ABC News today doing SoCal Strong. So many big corporations as part of this are giving money, $100,000, $500,000, millions of dollars that they're all announcing today. And this is really about the community coming together. All of the donations, the food trucks lined up, giving out free food, the Rose Bowl parking lot where huge crowds have been organically showing up to donate diapers and to receive as well, those who need them, food and clothing. Juan Diaz started it, and he said it was kind of by mistake.
We started with just 2 hot dog carts yesterday. We planned just to come give 500 hot dogs.
And then another person showed up, and another food truck, and another food truck. It's been incredible, and it is all of those food trucks giving away free food to those who need it.
It feels unreal that all these people are here together helping one another. It feels so special.
And then over the Palisades fire, World Central Kitchen and Chef Jose Andres doing what he does around the world, typically in war zones and major disaster areas, where he brings together Michelin-level, world-class chefs to cook for the first responders and for the evacuees and those who need it. It is a parking lot along the beach of food trucks, probably 30 food trucks, with these restaurant chefs of high-end restaurants inside cooking hot meals, high-end hot meals. Firefighters can pull up and say, hey, we got a crew of 30. We need 30 meals. And they're handed hot, high-quality meals to bring back out to the line. It's just been incredible to watch.
Well, Alex, thank you for the update. Alex Stone joining us live from the scene down there in Southern California.